Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the text from the Holy Gospel, the parable of the unrighteous steward. And today, dear friends, we hear that we also are unrighteous stewards. Please be seated. Dearest ones in Christ Jesus, in the English, the steward is called dishonest. Well, you know, in our culture today, dishonesty isn't always seen to be so bad. After all, being dishonest can get you ahead at times, especially in our political climate today. It's so sad that we must endure this as Christians. But in this life, yes, we will suffer. But you know, in the biblical Greek, the steward isn't called dishonest. The steward is called unjust. He is called unrighteous. Kind of gives it a different meaning, doesn't it? It tips us off that this parable of our Lord is about two things. It's about sin, and it's about forgiveness. Your Lord and Savior has created you and all creatures. He's given you your body and soul, your eyes and ears and all senses, your reason, and He still preserves all these. That makes you a steward of whom the Lord has entrusted to do the business, if you will, of loving Him and serving your neighbor. Oh, you know what comes next, don't you? All that we do and all who we are is done in sin. Therefore, not one is righteous. No, not one. All of our sinful good works are not good enough before a holy and just God. Your Lord gives you possessions, money, and many other items that you may have in your home and on your farm, which that you are to use to serve others. But instead, because we are sinful human beings, we have this bad habit of wanting more and more and more, not for the benefit of our neighbor, but for ourselves. The Lord gives you a mouth to sing His praise, to worship Him. But we see it and we use it for gossip, to slander, to be dishonest, and to speak hatred against our neighbor. The Lord gives you health and fitness. But we, in our vanity, we use our health and fitness to show others how unrighteous we really are, by showing them that we are more sleek, more handsome, more beautiful. Yes, you and I, we are the unrighteous steward, wasting the things that the Lord has given us. So the Lord declares that there's a day of reckoning coming. After all, it's fair, isn't it? Because God is fair, but He's actually much more than fair. God is holy, and He is just, and He's also merciful. Here's the part that we don't always hear when people explain this parable. What we forget to talk about and what we forget about is that the Lord has sent His Son to be our Savior. From His conception and throughout His whole life, Jesus went about His Father's business. He kept His Father's law. He fulfilled every single requirement, every one perfectly. He loved His Father, and Jesus served His neighbor. In other words, Jesus is the righteous steward, as He went about doing His Father's business. But then what? He was crucified. Put to death in your place and in my place. He was made sin. He who had no sin was made sin. He became the unrighteous steward. So you see, the day of reckoning came, and that day of reckoning happened here on the cross as the Son of God ascended to his throne. He was nailed to the throne, and he became sin for you and me. In his death, Jesus defeated death, not for himself, but for you and me. He defeated the power of sin, the power of death, and the power of the evil one. In death, he defeated death. That's a good steward. He listened to his Father. He did all that his Father asked him to do, and he did it in love for each and every one of us. Therefore, when Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended to his Father, and there at his right hand, he gives to us, his church, his children, precious gifts. Gifts that you and I know all so well as Lutherans. He has placed his name upon us. He has branded us, as you heard with the children. He has washed us clean and placed his name upon us in holy baptism. He has given us the gift of absolution, cleansing you of your sin as you hear from his called servant his word that your sin is forgiven. He gives you his body and blood freely to strengthen and to preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. By these means of grace, he strengthens your faith and he sets you free to serve your neighbor with all that he has given you. Hence, as today you are his gathered and forgiven stewards, how's your stewardship? That's really the question. How's your stewardship? Our Lord Jesus gives us a few statements today so that you can measure yourself. Jesus says, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by the wealth of unrighteousness, that when it fails, you might receive, that they might receive you in the eternal dwellings. Wealth, in the Greek, it's actually translated as mammon. Mammon is that which is entrusted to you, but which you, as a sinful human being, place over and above God. This earthly mammon, dear one, is unrighteous. It is unholy because it has no forgiveness to give to you. It's only of this world. Do you make use of what you have been given in service to your neighbor? Particularly in the proclamation of the Holy Gospel. And that can be in many different ways. The offering plate. Speaking to your friends and to your family, speaking to your workmates, supporting the church and its pastors, working in the church as a teacher in a church office, caring for your family, ensuring that they read the word and know what Jesus has done for them. Or do you find yourself hoarding all the gifts that Jesus has given by using what you have, not in service to others, but in service to me, myself, and I? Jesus says, Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you true riches? True riches. Everlasting riches. Do you begin each day by remembering your baptism, giving thanks to God that you have been put to death in his death and then raised with him and given newness of life? Or is your baptism just a moment of history? something that is of little importance to you and frankly can be forgotten? Do you eagerly hear the absolution, knowing that when you hear the word spoken, that it is a Jesus himself speaking to you? When he says that your sin is forgiven, God is not a liar. Perhaps you regard his grace cheaply. As you vainly decide today, this afternoon, tomorrow, which sin will be most useful for you? Perhaps you think that you've heard enough about forgiveness and you no longer desire to hear of your Lord's love for you. Do you take time to prepare yourself for the Lord's Supper, marveling that the Lord God of Sabaoth is in your presence to serve you and freely give you his body and blood? Perhaps you should take serious the truth that those who come to his table unprepared will receive his body and blood for their own condemnation. Or is it better for you to set aside his word, to use it as an ornament in your home, rather than to open it and to read it, to meditate upon it, to read, mark, and learn, and inwardly digest it? Do you set it aside for the sake of being loved by the world? What will you gain? Among us and the entire world, there is no one as righteous. You've heard that. No, not one. We are far from being faithful servants and faithful stewards of all the gifts that our Lord has entrusted to us. Sadly, and this is true, we are more careful with the gifts of unrighteous mammon than with word and sacrament. Those things of the church, and those gifts of your God that give you life and salvation. Although, yes, we often take his means of grace for granted, and we treat them poorly, Jesus does not lessen our stewardship. From now until the last day, Jesus keeps us as his servants. He says to us, I am your merciful God, and in your repentance, I am willing to cleanse you from all sin, to forgive you, to restore you. That's grace. That's unmerited grace that you and I do not deserve, but in our repentance, he is faithful and just, and he forgives you of all your sins. Jesus tells us, freely you have received, freely give. You know sinners who are just like you. You know them. They live in your home. They're your neighbor. They're the people at your workplace. And they are burdened with a heavy load of sin. This sin is driving them right to hell, for they cannot bear it by themselves. Yet, do we encourage them to at least drop half of it? No. We proclaim to them the whole truth, the whole saving word, the word of the Lamb of God who has taken away their sin. We proclaim to them the truth, not a half-truth, not some truth, all the truth of what Jesus has done for them. And we do this for each and every one. We give our Lord's grace. We dispense it out. We pour it out before them. And we pray that they will receive and repent and be saved. You know, dear ones, because God is holy and that he is just, his law, which is a law of love, demands righteousness, which you and I, yes, you know this, you and I can never keep the law. No, not one of us. For when we break one commandment, we break the other nine. Yet Jesus became flesh, a living, breathing man, and he kept the law for you. And then he suffered judgment upon his cross for you, so that you may be forgiven of all your sin, so that you may stand before your Creator, before the Father, and be justified before Him. At baptism, you put on the white robe of righteousness, and that robe is constantly being dipped in the blood of the Lamb, and it is constantly being taken out of the blood, not stained with your sin, but filled with the righteousness of God. You see, it's His work and never ours. It is by what He has done that has saved us, for our work is never, ever good enough. Lastly, my dear friends, by the grace of God, we trust in our Lord's mercy. For the unfaithful steward in our parable today, he had trust. He was unjust. He was a scoundrel, but he had trust. He trusted that his master had a glimmer, had a little bit of mercy. But today we know that our master is full of grace and full of mercy. Therefore, we confess our sin. We confess our unrighteousness to him, trusting that he will forgive us of our sin for the sake of the one who shows him the scars, who shows his Father, "Father, this is what I have done for them. Therefore, forgive them." Therefore, it is an honor as a called and ordained servant of the Word to announce with great joy and unbounding confidence that each of you, because of Jesus and what He has done, because He accounted for your sin upon His cross, that you can be declared righteous, that you are righteous by the blood of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, all your sin is forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, and in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Dear faithful servant. Yes, dear cleansed servant. Free in the Lamb of God, and free to live forever by His word. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.